this has proven to be true even in other countries that I've seen, right? Everybody, there's mom and pop shops everywhere. And you realize that what we have here is the opportunity to open all these businesses, and you can continue your career and grow, and in your income brackets start growing, and you can make a career choice that is lucrative, and or you can be an entrepreneur and do that. But what made me reflect is, so my uncle, who's currently a politician in Mexico still, also owns 3 different businesses in different industries, to include like auto and other ones. And so my whole family worked for him, my cousins, all the males. And then my other uncle, he majored in accounting, met his wife. She was also an accountant, and they opened their own firm. And so all these experiences, lastly, even being my grandpa, who opened many brick and mortars across the border, because that's where my family's from, like we go there, made me realize later that theirs was out of necessity. Like, they didn't have an option to be an accountant and then make great living for their family by joining a firm. They had to make their own way. And the same with my grandpa and uncle. Like, my uncle, yes, was a politician, very educated, knows a lot of things, but to really sustain a certain lifestyle and help the rest of the family, and we have a large family, not just his immediate extended, he had to make those opportunities. So you see that a lot. Even now, as I do travels, it really shaped me, because you see how people's need for it is there versus just having the option, almost, you know, like we have here in the US.
You know, that helped form some of your like deeper thinking on having a side hustle. And even when you were doing your 11-year stint in the Army, were you doing side businesses? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, I was doing that. The very first thing I did as soon as I got to 82nd was enroll in school. I enrolled in business courses because I knew the very first one was small business management, and the next and accounting. So I knew that that was the route I was going, and I didn't have the tools to get there because there were 0 entrepreneurs in the U.S., right? I would only be able to get that knowledge if I asked my family in Mexico and go to Mexico. So I needed to know how to do it here. When I was in the Army, yeah, I started to do a kennel business, a concierge business, which was the concierge side was more like a paperwork administrative task for other people outside. And I even build knowledge on tax preparation, which I was financed in the Army, so we could volunteer at the tax center. I don't even know if everybody knew that, but you could. And as soon as I got that skill, I started preparing taxes. So it was an ongoing experience because I knew I wanted to go that route.